Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back here on Sports Talk on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app, I'm Jeff Nowak alongside Bobby Hebert. Bobby, I know you have strong feelings about players showing up at OTAs. It's optional. I get it.
Yes.
They should still be there. One of my questions was, no, okay, Mike Thomas is there. Was this the plan all along? Did everyone but us know that he was going to show up? And Eric McCoy gave us some insight into that, and we have a bite here.
Did you guys know Michael Thomas was going to run out on the field today?
No, but I'm glad he's here, and I'm glad he's back. And, I mean, I saw him work. He's ready.
What can that, you know, just do for the team, seeing a guy like that come out here to voluntary practices?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, you look at what he's done in the past. He's one of the best receivers in the NFL. And just having him back out there working with us during a voluntary moment, it's exciting because you see that he's ready and he's working.
So it was just as big of a surprise to the offensive line as it
yes.
was to us.
that's why, look, Jeff, I'm glad some texter fan called me out yesterday because I was all over Michael Thomas. I said, well, yeah, he should be here. The Saints have handsomely rewarded him, so he needs to be a team leader. We need to get somebody on the offensive side because Derek Carr just got here. More like Cam Jordan-like or in double D, DeMario Davis. And then the texter called me out. Oh, Bobby, you always talking about Michael Thomas. What about Taysom Hill? I said, well, hell yeah. Oh, that's not a good – the Mormons wouldn't like that. But hell yeah, Taysom Hill should be here. Taysom Hill should be here. Alvin Kamara should be here. Marshawn Lattimore should all be here. Because once you finish playing football, you could be an introvert. Or you can go lead your life. But you're playing a great team sport, and it's not that demanding – the OTAs and what they're asking you to do. You can go and come in and out of town. Then you have the mandatory minicamp. That's why, look, if you don't want to live in New Orleans year-round, understand that with the workouts. But this is the best place, I think, if you would have team the camaraderie, to live in New Orleans year-round, have your kids in school and all here, and then you work out. Then when you finish playing, you live where the hell you want. And you do what you want. But I think it's imperative and important to be around the whole team concept, especially if you're a veteran and you put skins on the wall. I just think you should be here.
So what I'll say to that is I think I agree with you in the sense that if you want to be a team leader and be considered a team leader and be viewed a team leader by your teammates, you have to be here leading the team. That said, if you look at the players who are not here, I think – all of them would describe themselves as talks with their play type guys. Mike Thomas is very soft spoken. Ryan Ramczyk is not outspoken.
Right.
Alvin Kamara is very reserved. He will occasionally be that guy, but typically not. And I think that's kind of the common denominator between the players that aren't here is these aren't the guys who are typically going to stand up in the locker room and say, look at me, I'm going to show you, I'm going to set the tone for you. They're going to go out in the field and they're going to do that. And I think I think that's where you see, okay, these guys feel okay not showing up because that's why. Like Tyrann Mathieu will say, I want to be here because I want to lead these youngsters and you know I want to be a set of example for them. And I think that's the difference.
Well, yeah, and you look at Honey Badger, especially you want everything to be second nature. Remember how even in training camp, I don't know, for personal reasons, I don't know what happened, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
What? No, we need you. We have two new safeties, yourself and Marcus May. What? No, we took a step back last year not having Marcus Williams, who went to the Ravens, and Malcolm Jenkins retired because we took that for granted. Now, I think they played better on the back end, but it looks like, I don't know, what's going to happen with Marcus May late July like Alvin Kamara? Maybe half of what, I mean, it might be three or four games Marcus May suspended.
You got a court date coming up.
Yeah, it's both late July.
Yeah.
It's the worst. I mean, before training camp, whatever.
Don't the courts know football season?
Are there lawyers? I mean, well, why don't you address this maybe earlier?
You know, I think that's interesting. And when they set Alvin Kamara's court date, he actually had an option to have it earlier, and they declined it because they wanted the maximum amount of time to.
But the video's going to change?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I'm like, okay, I'd rather have this late May instead of late July. I mean, what's going to happen is going to happen. The video's not going to change if you declare in self defense.
Well, maybe unless you're trying to settle.
Yeah.
Right. Unless you want to maximize the time you have to try to sort something out there. So I think that's a possibility.
Yeah, the guy they beat up, he's going to be a millionaire now. They whipped him.
It's just a question of how many millions.
He's going to be a millionaire like Zion's new baby's mama.
Oh, gosh.
She's going to be a millionaire too. I mean, just have a baby for Zion. All of a sudden, oh, come on, Zion.
You know what I'll say about Zion's babies? He might weigh as much as the Saints' new kicker. You know, he's about 157 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Zion's baby is going to be,
he ain't gonna be, no
gonna be a big boy. We got to see the Saints kicker, Blake Groupie, the UDFA they brought out of Notre Dame, kick for the first time. We saw him kick multiple times indoors. He went 5 for 5, 58 yards.
58 yards. Jeff, I was impressed. Now, let me see this guy kick. Now, he might be the smallest NFL player that I've ever witnessed. Now you might say, oh, he's a kicker, a bear, or a punter, or whatever.
Yeah, even for a kicker, he's small.
Yeah, you know, he's like 5'7", 150 pounds. But, boy, he got some power in that leg.
For
like
his
you
own
said,
safety, he should not go down and try to make a tackle.
No, he could be not only in a high school game, but a junior high game he could pass. Dude, 5'7", 150, but his leg was strong. And I tell you what, that's going to put a lot of pressure on Will Lutz.
And we talked to DA about this at practice, and Charlie, I think we got that queued up.
Yeah, look, he's kicking the ball well. And so I feel like we got, two really good kickers. I think there's going to be some great competition throughout training camp, and I'm excited to watch it play out.
There you go.
Hey, competition should bring out the best in everyone. So now you look at Will Lutz, where he's at in his career, 8-year veteran out of Georgia State. You look at Groupie coming out of Notre Dame. And, you want what's best for the team. I can tell you right now, talk about going from the penthouse to the outhouse. If you're a specialist, you start missing a few kicks. It's like, Jeff, what have you done for me lately? And then you're on a different team. Now, like Charlie was saying, everybody would want Tucker. Like with the Ravens, he's like a walking.
Oh, yeah, having a Hall of Famer. I mean, not having to worry about the position, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's amazing that consistency that they've had. But, that's how we got Will Lutz.
Well, right. That's the thing. Who was Will Lutz before he was Will Lutz?
John Harbaugh, my understanding, called up Sean Payton
right.
And said, no, this guy could kick in the NFL, but we have the best kicker. So that's how Will Lutz ended up in a Saints uniform, because you don't keep two kickers, so. That's how we got Will Lutz.
No, and I will say, you can be a Hall of Fame kicker and still get cut.
Oh.
I mean, look at Robbie Gould. He's, he was on the 49ers last season, I believe. And, he was possibly a Hall of Fame kicker when he left the Bears.
Yeah.
But they still got rid of him. They still moved on, right? Like, Lawrence Tynes ended Brett Favre's career, effectively, with the Packers. He got cut 2 years later. I mean, it's not a guarantee. And if you have a couple down seasons, he's going to get a chance to bounce back. They're going to give him a chance to bounce back.
Without a doubt.
But he's got to do it.
Without a doubt. And you could still kick double-digit years in the NFL. That might not be only for one team. For instance, to show you how important the kicker is, the Buffalo Bills lost 4 straight Super Bowls. Now, think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Norwood, when they lost to the Giants, come on, he makes that field goal. The Bills have the Bills Mafia and all. Now they say, oh, can Jim Kelly, they went 4 straight times and never won because the damn kicker. So you look at Scott Norwood. He can kick. He's an NFL kicker. But that's how important. Like feast or famine, dealing with kickers, outhouse, penthouse and all. But that can change quickly.
Can you name the Saints kicker the year before Will Lutz?
Oh, we had a bunch of them. Then when we were cycling them,
the one played 10 games.
That one, the guy with went to Washington. No. Who am I thinking?
He did play for Washington. Yep.
Yeah.
It's Kai Forbath.
Yeah, yeah. I used to call him. I'm not gonna say this kind of. No, you could say foreskin, huh? I don't know.
Well, we probably shouldn't.
I know. But no, I remember when he was missing, that's what I was calling him, Jeff. I remember I was so upset. Come on, Forbath.
Just call him Four.
Yeah, Four, yeah.
Four. Yeah. Oh, man. You know, I am curious. So I thought Groupie stood out. The other guy that I think stood out through the first three practices, right? We're not going off that much.
Right.
We're only seeing what we see, right? There's two other days of practice we don't get to go to.
Right.
We don't know what's going on in the classroom and all that.
They practice more than we have witnessed.
Oh, for sure.
Because we've only witnessed three straight Tuesdays.
Yeah, right? And the second Tuesday, we barely saw anything because of the lightning.
Yeah.
But I think Jordan Howden has been impressive for a rookie coming in. I didn't know what to expect from him. He's a sixth-round pick. And I'll tell you what, when I made my first roster projection, I felt like, you know, one of those sixth-round picks has a chance to miss this roster. And I put him on the cut line initially because I just wasn't sure.
Well,
now I've swapped that, and it's A.T. Perry who I have on the bottom.
Okay, Jordan Howden, the rookie out of Minnesota, to me is going to be twofold. I think because he's going to learn and he's willing to learn, he's going to be our younger version of J.T. Gray.
Okay.
Who now if he can turn into J.T. Gray, J.T. Gray is like all pro. The six-year guy at Mississippi State, dominant. I thought we never could even get better on special teams because when we got rid of Chris Banjo out of SMU, I'm going, what? That guy's a stud. But then J.T. Gray was even better. Now, Chris Banjo went on to the Cardinals. And we had J.T. Gray. Well, you know, you kind of passed the torch. I think Jordan Howden has that great opportunity to be that younger version of special teams of J.T. Gray and also could contribute maybe on the defensive side, given the opportunity. Maybe they might say, Bear, you're reaching on this one. But maybe like the safety version of Alante Taylor. Because Alante Taylor at cornerback to me, and listen, I like Paulson Adebo. Paulson Adebo had one of the best training camps I saw last August. Now, it didn't necessarily transfer throughout the season, but I think Alante Taylor has more upside than Paulson Adebo. But then you look at Howden, I'm really encouraged that not only as a special teams guy like a J.T. Gray, that he can have an immediate impact not only on special teams, but maybe be in that defensive back rotation at safety. Considering you look at like a guy like Marcus May, or you look at like Honey Badger, they're getting older. You need to almost like have guys that you're counting on, but young guys that you're developing so you could pass that torch. And I'm not saying you're going to miss a step or a beat, but it's not too extreme when that occurs.
Yeah, the other thing I'll say for Jordan Howden, and you know, when you get up close, you can really tell he's physically ready to play in the NFL, and that's not always true of everybody.
He looks the part, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like there's guys who get into the NFL, and I said this about Alante Taylor last year too. Physically, you can see them go out there on day one and compete at an NFL level, and you know, like there's a lot of rookies who come in that just aren't ready for that.
Right. They don't. You could see the future development, but they're not necessarily there right now. The other thing, Jeff, that I like about Alante Taylor, it's not swag, it's just confidence. Or it's not cockiness or whatever you describe it. He's saying...
it's no, confidence.
Confidence, yeah, where he's like no, Saints fans got to love this Houdan Nation. I want to be better than Marshawn Lattimore.
Yep.
And I think Lattimore's the greatest cornerback in Saints history.
Yeah.
Now... He's kind of weird. Can you keep his interest? Like, I still remember, I bring this up all the time. You let him guard like a top receiver. We all know the Tampa Bay matchup. And then he's motivated. That Vikings playoff game here, they threw five passes, I want to say, against him because he'd be disinterested and he would leave the receiver and not disciplined enough. The one guy, though, I think Mike and I talked about this, who kind of schooled them? Maybe Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, I was going to say Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
And Kadarius Toney randomly in that Giants game. And I think that's the type of receiver he doesn't want to play. He's a guy who's not going to try to fight with you. He's going to try to just juke you.
It's not like Mike Evans and be all physical you and all that.
Exactly.
But no, Lattimore. Hey, listen, we need Lattimore to be an all-pro cornerback. That's in the best interest for us. Okay, look, all those games he missed, look at the impact he had on the Eagles game in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. He won that game.
No, it wasn't Jalen Hurts, but pick six. Oh, we need a few more pick
they
six.
They lose that game if they don't get a pick six. Even if that's just an interception and they kick a field goal, I think they lose that game.
Right, but that's what I mean. Can we have, because like the Darren Sharper version, whether it's a safety or corner on the field, how about a few more scooping scores and pick sixes? You remember in the Seattle game when Alvin Kamara got off and Pete Carroll was shocked? Didn't Von Bell have a scooping score and a fumble?
I think Von Bell had a fumble recovery in every game.
And then like scooping score. And that's the magic you got to have in a season to truly be special. Oh, maybe this might be our year.
I agree. And I think we were talking about team leaders earlier. Alante Taylor is also a guy who I could see being a team leader, both with his head and his body. But all right, you can jump in the conversation at Oakland or Jewish Talk and text line. Let us know what you think. We'll be back here on Sports Talk. I'm Jeff Nowak. He's Bobby Hebert. This is WWL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.